5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Tap room at Funky Buddha. Great place any night of the week. Certainly tonight. Watch a little Monday Night Football. And also, a little trivia with Dan Day tonight at the tap room. And of course, the weekends, college football all day Saturday, pro football all day Sunday. They got the Red Zone package there. I mean, it's good times. I went with Ryan, the owner of Funky Buddha, and his wife Friday night. We went to see Men at Work in concert. You know, there was a huge concert in South Florida this weekend, and we got tickets. We actually were able to get good seats. Men at Work. Everybody was clamoring for these tickets, and we got them. Oh, no, that was Taylor Swift, I'm being told. Three shows, Taylor Swift. But we went to Men at Work on Friday night. We had a great time with Ryan and his wife. The spot to watch Panthers games. Of course, Funky Buddha Tap Room. They've got an official Panthers watch party November 21st. They've got their Halloween party October 26th. By the way, I saw this on social media today. Look at this. I'm going to put this up on the camera for you guys so you can... So you can see they're doing some new can drops for their Halloween party. One of them obviously going to taste maybe like Sour Patch Kids. Maybe. I'm just saying based on the design. Another one maybe going to taste like a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
That's going to be good.
I'm just saying. One's called Sour Then Sinister. Sour ale with lemon, lime, and cherry. And one's called Butta Cup. Butta Cup.
With the A.
B-U-T-T-A apostrophe cup.
Brian and KC Giddy, you got to stay away from that ER.
Even in butter?
That's going to be good. I can't wait to taste them. Boy, Ryan and Casey, get me.
Halloween party, October 26th at Funky Buddha, tap room in Oakland Park. They're going to have costume contests, and they're going to release those two cans. They're going to have a live DJ and more. So it's always going on at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
The Dolphins suck.
Yeah, but let's talk about the Hurricanes.
Yeah, let's do that. The Miami Hurricanes are undefeated, and they're really good. Cam Ward should win the Heisman.
Yes. Agreed.
You know what? Honestly, because it was Ewers, it was him, it was Beck, it was Milrow, and them teams are getting their tails wore out now.
I think Genty, that's the guy everyone.
Alshon Genty, yeah.
The running back from Boise State.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's at Boise State.
Now they think they play in a blue turf. They're so special.
You know, bet tonight's Monday Night Football game? So I was looking. Someone texted me, and I think I like this. First of all, I like... Wait a second here. Oh, there it is. Okay, Tampa's getting 4 now. I like Tampa getting 4, man.
4.5, Hawk.
4 on my app.
I mean, are we not on the same app? I thought we were all...
Oh, it is. Right. Just went up to 4.5. You're right. Because it was 3.5 at the beginning of the show.
What's my Wi-Fi doing? Goodness gracious.
But I do like... Baker Mayfield over 12.5 yards rushing.
I'll ride with that. I really will.
So one of the parlays I hit yesterday, and you know how much I love a quarterback rushing over, I parlayed Brock Purdy over 16.5 yards rushing with Patrick Mahomes over 21.5 yards rushing. It was the best way to watch that Niners-Chiefs game. I just wanted both those quarterbacks to scramble every time they drop back. It was, I'm telling you, it was the most enjoyable game. Cash that ticket nicely. Purdy ended with 27 yards. Mahomes had 39 yards. You saw the one where he was about to go out of bounds, let the guy whoop go right by him, and then just zip down the. Oh, I saw the money flowing in when he made that move.
I like Baker. Baker over 12 and a half. I'm going with you on that.
Joe Mixon, anytime touchdown yesterday, that cashed. I had Tyreek Hill over one half rushing yard first quarter. You knew that they were going to run at least one play where it was an end around or something. I was just hoping not for the quick little forward pitch that they do when he comes. I'm like, give me anything but that. Like, just give me an end around. Give me a something. That cashed. What else do I have? Oh, in the morning, the Jaguars. I bought them up to minus 10. Jaguars were minus 3.5 or minus 4, right? The Sunday morning game. I bought it up to Jaguars minus 10, was plus 140. Had that. On Saturday, I parlayed the Miami Hurricanes. Now, I bought that down to minus 1. Minus 5.5 scared me. Minus 5 scared me. Bought it down to minus 1, and I parlayed it with the Florida Panthers just to win over VGK. Went to overtime, and like 18 seconds to go or so, they got the game winner. So I had some nice winners. Now, I also had a ton of losers. Not going to share them all with you, but those were some winners.
I feel dumb. I kicked Louisville plus 4.5.
I think a lot of people did.
Well, this dummy did. Yeah, I was like that. Cincinnati. So, you know what? I think I took Louisville because of Lee Sterling. So I lost you that took, one.
Oh, yeah. He was wrong on that. Cincinnati was his best bet of the week, and they romped.
That's the one I got. Yeah. So Cincinnati ran over him. Well, 10, hell. And then Louisville lost. Because damn Alabama. What am I doing? Alabama was minus 7.5, and they just got flat out whooped.
Somebody texts in, this might be Mike McDaniel. Are you going to do the whole show without mentioning the two huge fumbles, both erasing scoring opportunities? McDaniels needs to do better, but two fumbles on two drives that were going to result in points and a missed field goal are not on McDaniel. So now we have Mike McDaniel's cell phone number. No, he's not incorrect. I mean, there's things that went wrong, no doubt.
It's just ball security. It's ugly football.
But there's fumbles and turnovers in football. Like, it happens all the time. Mm-hmm. So, that, like, to me, that's not the difference. Bottom line is, if that happens, if there are turnovers, like, you have to put up more than 10 points.
Yeah.
Like, if you're an offensive guru, you got to put up more than 10 points.
And to that texter, like, honestly, if you think they get in the red zone, that's 7.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
Just a couple bell notes. Russell Wilson made his first start with the Steelers and looked good. I read some stat. First Steelers quarterback with 3 or more touchdowns in their Steelers debut since 1950.
Man, he looked so bad in the first couple series that I was like, oh, was this a terrible decision? And then he put it together, and all of a sudden they're scoring points. That team with their defense, if they're able to put up points as well, look out.
What about that game plan, Hawk?
But Russell Wilson's Super Bowl winning quarterback.
But he wasn't picking them apart. He was throwing up jump balls to George Pickens and –
He got bailed out a bunch of times by his receivers. I'm with that. But that's the difference between Russell Wilson, who says to himself, you know what, if Pickens is back there, I'm going to throw it up. Maybe he can bring it down. That's the difference between him and Tyler Huntley or Tim Boyle, who are like, I'm kind of afraid at Tyreek Hill's coverage, so let me throw it again to Malik Washington.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not defending these backups at all, Hawk. I think a better game plan could have been manufactured in 14 days.
By the way, some Tua news. He is going to practice Wednesday. He's been taken off the IR, so his availability opens now. And the plan is for him to play Sunday. He still has some steps to be fully cleared from concussion protocol.
All right.
I saw the video during the break. His swag's through the roof.
Yeah, man. Looks good with the double sleeves and I like him.
I saw it, yeah. Nah, I'm good. I was good then. I'm good now. Like, Just don't let anybody hit you, buddy.
Dolphins are 3.5-point favorites on Sunday. Obviously, it's early on in the week. That could change. Miami Hurricanes, speaking of them a little bit earlier, they are, if that line has changed at all, Hurricanes are 21.5-point favorites. 21.5-point favorites.
Whew. I think I'm going
to. Heat are 2-point favorites over Orlando Wednesday night for the opener.
I think I'm going to take the Hurricanes and try to and buy it up like to 30.
I'm buying it up. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. But they don't have it yet. They don't have a different line yet. It's at 21.5. I want to bet the Hurricanes minus 35.
Man, if they just start wearing them out, if it's 28-28-3, do you think they pull off the dogs?
No.
28-3? No. No. Mario's been waiting for this season for 3 seasons. Hurricanes fans have been waiting for this. Cam Ward doesn't come out of games. He's shown you that. He's been in the end for just about every game. They don't call the dogs off, and certainly not against FSU in prime time at the Rock. No, sir. Get it up to 50, 60, okay. FSU can't score.
Right.
They can't score. Miami can. So, yeah, yeah. I love buying that lineup.
FSU hung 45 on your ass 2 years ago, 45-3. They embarrassed you. Now, a little revenge ass kicking at the Rock.
And I was listening to somebody today. And they were saying how this is a big recruiting game, too, for the state.
There's like, it's all like 180,000 recruits are coming.
I don't know if it's that many, but yeah, they said like that. Yeah. So let me show y'all what it's like to be at UM for 4 years.
Hey, the Gators are kind of good, Crowder.
No, Kentucky just wasn't good. I'm still a fan, even though I'm an honorary Cane. I watched all the Gators games. Yeah, Florida's DJ Lagway is way better than Mertz. I'm not glad anybody gets hurt, but I'm glad we can move on. But yeah, Gators are questionable.
Kentucky almost beat Georgia earlier in the year, and they beat Ole Miss. So like they have some sort of talent.
Yeah. No, yeah, the Gators aren't. They're not what we showed against UM, but they're, y'all are bad. Fifth in the nation, and we're beating Kentucky. You want me to be happy?
Well, as crazy as it sounds right now, Hawk, you kind of need the Gators to start winning some games because that's going to end up being the toughest game the Canes play all season on their schedule, literally.
I'm not so certain. Now, I wouldn't mind Florida knocking down some SEC teams.
Right.
Because they're in conference play. Like, I wouldn't mind the residual of SEC teams, you know, what is it? They can lose up to, what, 3 games in the SEC before it's considered worse than an ACC undefeated season?
We'll still sneak in at 11 with 3 losses.
Yeah, the Canes have FSU, Duke, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, and Syracuse. Louisville, UF, probably the 2 toughest teams they'll play this season, man.
Florida State offensive output. 16-13, 16-14-12.
Hey, what? Mike McDaniel's looking at that going, wow, why do they do that?
That's terrible.
Your schedule for tonight, I know you had the lines there, Hawk, but tonight you have some Monday Night Football doubleheader action. Buccaneers-Ravens will be at 8:15. Cardinals-Chargers will be at 9 p.m. The World Series begins Friday. It is the L.A. Dodgers hosting the New York Yankees. Dodgers wrapped up the Mets in 6. Yankees took care of business against the Guardians in 5. Inter Miami, they'll play their first MLS playoff game with Leo Messi. This Friday, they're awaiting the winner of the wild card match that will take place mañana. It is Atlanta and forgetting the other team, Montreal. Atlanta versus Montreal.
All right.
And yesterday, the New York Liberty clinched their first WNBA title, overtime win versus the Lynx in Game 5. Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve, she was blasting the officials, said that they were robbed. They got that bleep taken from them. But it is the Lynx who are living.
I mean, I don't want to wait WNBA because I didn't watch any of it. I watched some Caitlin Clark games this season, but that was not a foul. I don't want to sound like a WNBA expert. That was not a foul.
Oh, the one, the lady that just walked and then didn't get fouled?
I wasn't looking to see if she walked beforehand, but I mean, if anything, she made a little bit of contact, but it was, I mean, minimal contact at best. And the other lady was straight up in the air. I mean, that's the way you defend that.
That was a bad call.
Bad call.
There was some contact below the waist.
But the New York to win, I think they were 0-14 from behind the line at some point in that game or something. Yeah.
I think
I'll watch some.
I think Sabrina Ionescu was like 1 of 19 from the field.
Yeah, it cost a Ronde a parlay.
Solana has her shoes.
She played last night like she was wearing Solana shoes.
She had on the Airlinas.
Bro, the Ionescus are like the hottest basketball shoe out right now. They are. Tyler Hero was wearing them today. Telling you, they're the hottest basketball shoe out right now, man. You guys are a bunch of haters, bro.
Gotta get them Ionescus when they come out.
Can't wait for Asia to buy you Ionescus, and now you have to wear them on the pivot.
I know. Ava has some. Ava wears them to school all the time. That's my daughter.
Deshaun Watson, he has ruptured his Achilles, so he's out for the rest of the season, and that Browns loss to the Bengals. Brandon Ayuk, it was just confirmed that he did, in fact, tear his ACL and MCL and perhaps some more damage to his knees, so he is going to be out for the rest of the season. Good news for him, he got the bag this year after the massive holdout, so I guess that's why you do it. And again, Tua Tagovailoa, just to kind of wrap it up, he's not going to wear the gardening helmet. He still has to be cleared, I believe, by two more doctors, but the plan is for him to practice Wednesday and to play Sunday if all goes well.
Just quickly about Brandon Ayuk. Everybody was bad-mouthing him because he wanted to get his money. If he tears his ACL and MCL, he doesn't get that big contract next year. As a franchise free agent, it makes me think about Jalen Phillips, who was up for a big-ass contract at defensive end. Now they're going to slow play him because he has another injury. So when you question guys about complaining, he's making $23 million. What's he complaining about? There's a very violent game he's about to play for a couple months.
DK Metcalf, by the way, grade 1 sprained MCL. He's week to week.
Sprained MCL, and he's an avatar. He'll be back in 6 days.
He doesn't need an MCL.
All his other muscles will make up for it.
I'm convinced you could literally amputate two of his legs and he'd still have more receptions than Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle did combined in the last Dolphins game.
Well, I mean, if he was playing in this Dolphin offense.
He would be saying, who's this Malik Washington? Goodness. He's getting all the targets.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It has been a very nice day outside, at least here in Miami. I don't know about you guys up in, where are you at, Hawk? Or where do you live? West Palm? You're in Davie, Crowder?
I'm in Davie. You know where Hawk lives. He loves
What's going on with that rib shirt? Listen, I know I'm wearing a Bobo Dodgers jersey, but why are you wearing a ribbed white shirt?
What is that?
What is that? It's tucked in way too high. What kind of shirt are you?
Oh, that's a Zara. I've been to Zara. That's Zara. A Zara.
It is Zara. Yeah. He looks good, man. He looks good. Hell yeah, I look good. No. It accentuates my pectorals.
I couldn't. Everything he was saying, I'm just like, what is with the ribbed shirt?
Bro. Instead of wearing a button-down with a tie, I had a suit jacket on. I have a suit on, but I'm wearing the ribbed shirt underneath. It's style, Hawk. It's style.
Yeah? Where?
What do you got on today? I see that same Dodgers jersey that's not really Dodgers jersey that you bought for $19.99 on Amazon and some cargo pants you've had since 1992.
are you talking about? This is a, it's a game-worn Dodgers jersey.
By who?
What game?
Rick Monday, 1976.
That's no Mookie. I know that much. Old ass jersey.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. I should mention before we get out of here tonight, Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, number one sports bar. Watch all your Miami football games, and you've got Miami and Arizona coming up this Sunday, and they do watch parties for all the Miami games. So if you're a super fan, join in on the fun at D&B in Hollywood. They do food and drink specials during the game. They have a raffle every week. If you reserve your table online at DaveAndBusters.com, you earn a raffle ticket for your chance to win a prize each week. Jalen Waddle autographed helmet, Tyreek Hill autographed photo, Devon Achane autographed jersey, Jason Taylor autographed jersey. The atmosphere is incredible. You watch the game with hundreds of other fans on their 42-foot TV. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. The 42-foot TV, of course, dozens more TVs throughout the entire place. No bad view from anywhere. Great food, great drinks, great games in the midway. It is football watching heaven. $5 bites all day, every day at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. $5 queso fries, cheese flatbreads, fried pickles, nachos, queso or salsa and chips. I mean, it is going on. Don't forget, Half Price Happy Hour, Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 p.m. And again, Sunday through Thursday, 10 p.m. till close. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, just off I-95 between Sterling and Sheridan. We got to get out of here for the night. The breaking news today, Tua is on pace to practice Wednesday, play Sunday. The breaking news from just moments ago, Braxton Berrios torn ACL. So we know that he went on the IR thinking, hey, maybe he'll miss four games, but he's done. Braxton Berrios torn ACL yesterday. That is terrible, terrible news. And the hits just keep on coming for the Miami Dolphins. Now you got to find a kick returner. You got to find a punt returner. Let Tyreek Hill return punts. He can't get the ball in his hands anyway. Let him return punts. Drive me crazy yesterday.
Going to be Malik Washington.
If you say so. Anyway, Hurricane Hotline is coming up tonight. We're going to continue celebrating our Hurricanes FSU week. Hurricane Hotline is coming up after us.
Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Crowder Powder is there, and you can put it on all the delicious meat they have, the lamb, the beef, the veal, the pork, the poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison, and stone crab season is here. I love stone crabs. If you love stone crabs, get them from Delaware. They have all the sizes, the best price, the freshest stone crabs out there. You got to go to DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu at DelawareChicken.com. When you know what you want, call them in advance, 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Place your order. It'll be packaged ready when you get there. Curbside delivery is available. You don't even have to get out the car because all they want to do is get the delicious food, the sides, the dips. They don't feel like cooking and prepared food. Get it back to your tailgate, your watch party, your family dinner, romantic dinner, your wedding, your pool party. Hey, eat by yourself. Just get delicious food. And in the month of October, 10 cents per pound of any meat sold will go towards breast cancer research, helping the community, getting delicious food to your functions. I'm telling you, Delaware knows what they're doing. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, get you some Crowder Powder and tell them Crowder sent you.
I have bet tonight Buccaneers +4 and Baker Mayfield over 12.5 yards rushing. With a little power boost sprinkle in there on that one. Yeah, all right, everybody, have a great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Save us, Tua. Save us.